With the members of the York Youth Council this morning, as you've been hearing in the first hour of the show, they have been asking the question, are school uniforms a rip-off? Coming up in the next few minutes, we'll be discussing something else they've been looking into, which is actually, do the staff at schools set a particularly good example when it comes to matters of dress? They seem to be staying for most of the morning. We can't get rid of them. They're enjoying themselves so much around here. They are the members of the York Youth Council, sticking with us for the next few minutes on the programme. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
Hi. Hello.
Fantastic.
Hi.
Thank you very much indeed for that mass response. So, with us on the programme this morning, we've got Olive, we've got Nathan, we've got Beth and Olive. Have I ever mentioned everybody? Alicia. Alicia. Hello. Me. She says, I'm here. So, we are talking, or have been talking, about school uniform. Now, perhaps quite inevitably, when you talk about school uniform, particularly in a city like York, where there seems to be one principal provider of school uniform, you want to know what that provider of school uniform has to say. Now, in York, for those who don't know, there is actually one main person, or one main store, that provides uniform. Alicia, can you enlighten us?
Is it Rawcliffe's?
It is Rawcliffe's, indeed. And we got in touch with them and asked them what they had to say on this particular issue, and the company's senior managers were not able to come onto the programme this morning because they are in meetings. However, they have been giving us their opinions, and they say the role of a specialist supplier like Rawcliffe's is to work with the school to provide the uniform they want while offering parents value for money. Products need to be carefully selected to ensure that they are truly fit for purpose and meet the demands of schools, parents and students. Rawcliffe say they try to provide value for money with all our uniforms, they say, which come from certified factories and are responsibly sourced. Factors affecting price can also include how much of the uniform is specified by the school. If the only specified item is a badged sweatshirt, parents can shop around for the other items like socks and shirts, giving them greater choice. Specialist schoolwear suppliers will often have great offers on the basics. For example, they'll have a buy one, get one half price offer on quality basic items like trousers, shirts and blouses, and savings when buying multiples of badged items too. So it's quite a comprehensive response, really, to our questions this morning about the cost of school uniforms. Anybody from the team, I mean, you've only just been able to see what Rawcliffe's are saying this morning. Does this come anywhere near addressing any of your issues?
I don't think they've really talked fully about the price of the uniform and if there was anything they could do to lower it, or if there was anything they could do to